Nolte, Disney to open park in UAE, where homosexuality is a crime. By John Nolte on May 8, 2025. The Disney Grooming Syndicate has announced the construction of a new theme park in the United Arab Emirates, UAE, a Middle Eastern country that criminalizes homosexuality. This is a thrilling moment for our company as we announce plans to build an exciting Disney theme park resort in Abu Dhabi, whose culture is rich with an appreciation of the arts and creativity, Disney CEO Bob Iger announced. He added that Disneyland Abu Dhabi will be authentically Disney and distinctly Emirati. Which means what? No gays allowed. More proof that this is an unprincipled and demonic company driven by nothing more than avarice, greed, and hate. Disney hates normal Americans, which is why they seek to destroy our kids with drag queens and deadly transsexual propaganda. Nevertheless, here they go hunting for money from a country and population that punishes and persecutes people over how they conduct their personal lives. Fox News noted. The UAE, however, has a history of human rights violations, including the criminalization of consensual same-sex sexual conduct between adults. According to a 2023 report from the U.S. State Department, penalties for individuals guilty of consensual sodomy with a man included a minimum of 6 months in prison. Penalties for men dressed up as women or entering women's spaces were up to 1 year in prison and an approximately $2,700 fine. This is the exact same company that 3 years ago went to war with Governor Ron DeSantis, RFL, over a perfectly reasonable bill that outlawed exposing grade school children to adult sexuality by way of instruction on sexual orientation. Now we come to the most important point. One of the sleazy moves Disney CEO Bob Iger has made since his return as CEO is an attempt to rewrite his own history with respect to the Florida anti-grooming bill. This degenerate liar and destroyer of children now claims that former Disney CEO Bob Chapek screwed up engaging in American culture wars. But while then former CEO Iger was in exile, he blasted his successor Chapek for not coming out strong enough against Florida's anti-grooming bill. A lot of these issues are not necessarily political. It's about right and wrong, Iger told Knoll in 2022. So I happened to feel, and I tweeted an opinion about the Don't Say Gay bill in Florida. It seemed potentially harmful to kids. You see, this monster believes that not exposing little kids to gay porn and not encouraging tomboys to lop off their breasts is potentially harmful to them. I had to contend with this a lot, and the filter that I used to determine whether we should or should not weigh in considered a few factors, Iger continued. What would its impact have on our employees, on our shareholders, and our customers? When asked if Disney speaking out on this issue would hurt business, Iger said no. We never really saw much evidence of that, even though there were threats about boycotts on certain things, Iger said. Again, when you are dealing with right and wrong, and when you are dealing with something that does have a profound impact on your business, I just think you have to do what is right and not worry about the potential backlash to it. At the time, Chapek had chosen to remain silent on the Florida bill. Chapek was trying to do the smart thing. But here was Iger screaming from the sidelines, demanding Chapek take a vocal stand against the anti-grooming bill. To me, that makes him pro-grooming. And now this very same Bob Iger is eagerly climbing into bed with Islamic extremists and their anti-gay theocracy. Pure evil. Decent parents do not leave their child alone with Disney. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.